Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the SMB Community Podcast. It's James Kernan with Kernan Consulting, and I've got a super special guest today. We're going to talk about health in the workplace and the benefits around that. And we've got a well-being coach here that's quite popular and famous here in the Midwest. Her name is Anna Nixurist. Anna, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, James.
All right. Well, I was excited about today's interview because I know firsthand how important health in the workplace. There's so many benefits that really come from that. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But why don't we let the why don't you elaborate a little bit more on your background and maybe share your story real quick, your health story. Let the listeners get to know you a little bit.
Yes. So, James, I'm originally from a seaside city, northern Iran, called Resht. It's a beautiful vacation spot with mild weather. So living in Nebraska, it's been a struggle in the wintertime.
A little different, yes.
Well, it's very green. We have tons of mountains. And the unfortunate thing is that despite how peaceful it looks on the outside growing up, there was not very easy, especially as a woman. By the time I was a teenager, I was already pushing back against the Iranian regime's restrictions, refusing to wear the mandatory head cover, speaking out, protesting, and that kind of resistance doesn't go unnoticed there. Right. So my parents saw that where things were headed and decided to send me to the U.S. for my safety and also education. So April of 2011, I moved here and started the new chapter.
Okay.
I went to Creighton University, coming from a medical family. My dad was a cardiologist, and my mom's a pharmacist. I was naturally encouraged to stay in the medical world. So I entered the biology pre-dental program at Creighton. Deep down, though, it never felt like the right fit. The more I pushed through it, the more disconnected I felt from, you know, myself. And at the same time, I was dealing with some inner battles. Depression, weight gain, anxiety, deep sense of just lack of purpose. And I looked fine on the outside, but internally I was struggling. Just being away from family, a lot of things, you know, came into that.
So did Anna, did you move here yourself then?
I did, yes.
So you moved here for school and ended up staying. Okay, wow.
Yes, yeah. Life changed. I love Omaha. People in Omaha, I think, were helpful. I mean, social health, having people who support you is very important, speaking of well-being. But and then, you know, self-digging. I lived it. I lived all those struggles. And I know what it feels like to look like you have it all together on the outside, but feel completely disconnected on the inside. And I gone through the cycles of burnout, depression, gaining weight, losing direction, then trying to fix it all with those quick solutions that didn't actually address the root.
Right.
And that personal journey, navigating my own mental, emotional, physical health is what led me to well-being coaching. I realized I didn't just want to treat the symptoms. I wanted to help people reconnect with themselves and build lives that feel good from inside out. And I'm really passionate about just people, their stories, struggles, their healing. And that eventually led me into the world of well-being, mindset, and holistic health.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. So when was this transformation? Like, what year did this happen?
2017.
Okay, so 2017. Because I online, you know, I'm a follower like many of yours, and I saw the before and after, and it's like, wow, you know, the transformation was remarkable. So good job. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So obviously you're passionate about this topic because you lived it. I mean, you went through it and you overcame it, right? So and if it's, you know, what, 2025, you know, 8 years ago, you went through this transformation. Now you're helping other people do that same thing. So I love that. So why don't you elaborate a little bit more on what you're doing today, you know, to help people?
So a little bit about my company. It's called The Honor Approach. Over time, I realized that there is no really one-size-fits-all formula for well-being. What works has to be real. It has to be personal, and it has to be sustainable. And I mean, that's the approach I take with every client. I work with busy professionals, moms, high achievers who are doing everything for everyone else, but feel totally burned out, unmotivated, and just disconnected from who they really are. I focus on helping them build self-awareness, routines that support their nervous system, set boundaries, reconnect with their bodies, and stop operating from a survival mode. We look at things like stress management, emotional regulation, anti-inflammatory lifestyle habits, mindset shifts, and how to create consistency without that overwhelm. It's, hey, James, it's never about being perfect. It's about being intentional. So coaching with me is very personal. It's very real. And it's very human. It's not for everybody. That's why I called it The Honor Approach. You have to be ready to be vulnerable. You have to talk about your, you know, deep issues. And I have clients that come to me and they don't, I can see that they're not comfortable talking about it, but I know how to get it out of them. So I'm not that coach that just gives you a checklist and say, hey, go. I'm going to walk beside you. I'm going to help you figure out what's been getting in the way and how to build something that will last. And I think those lasting results, I'm sure you've heard people say consistency, but I also think consistency is the key to lasting results, but self-awareness is a big thing that I focus on. It doesn't go for just going all in for 2 weeks and then burning out. You have to understand yourself and know your patterns and then create the systems that will support you.
So, wow, there was a lot there. Let me unpack this for the listeners, because this is really important. And I think this is what your special sauce is in your coaching program. Obviously, a lot of us can, you know, it's common sense, you know, the importance of diet. So nutrition and exercise, those two kind of go together. Honestly, I thought that's what we were going to talk more about today. But to me, what's more intriguing is you're kind of talking about people's mindset and their spirit, you know, but it's all in their head. And yes. Help me understand how you diagnose that. Is it through questionnaires, just through consultations? You kind of understand the root ball cause of how they got to where they're at or where they're at or what they need help with. How do you get to that point?
Well, it's a relationship that we're going to build. And I usually have a pre-session and I have a set of questions that I go through. Okay. I always explain how my coaching works and how I can, I kind of get a sense of people's personalities first when I do that pre-session and what kind of support I can get them, what kind of I want them to, in their words, describe how their personalities are. I also utilize a test called the Temperament and Character Inventory Test. So it's 240 questions that was developed by the person. His name is Dr. David Kloniger. And he is it's Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. He developed this test and it helps you kind of see how the temperament, and I'm trying to see how I can talk about this without spending 2 hours because it's such a complex.
It's a very deep assessment for sure.
Yeah. And so we use that test to measure your temperament and your character and figure out your limitations and to measure the progress. So we do this 2-3 times throughout the coaching. But that pre-session kind of gives me an idea. Like I ask questions like, how do you deal with failure? How do you deal with success? what do you value most? What are your strengths? You know, just to hear how they think of themselves, how their relationship is to themselves. And then it's from having conversations. They come to me with a problem and then I ask them the questions. I ask them questions to build that self-awareness and figure out what the problem is. We set agendas after we start every session. And by the end of it, we're going to have an action plan. And then that's going to kind of set how we're going to work. And I will hold them accountable. Accountability is also very important.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was another question of mine that I think ties into, you know, the lasting results or be more habit forming, is you need that accountability partner. I don't know about you, but I mean, I've got the coolest workout gym in my house, but I never use it because I'm by myself. I have to go somewhere and meet someone and verbally say, hey, I'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I need that accountability. And if I do try to work out myself, it feels like I go through the motions and I'll do a 20-minute workout versus an hour workout if I'm with someone else. So the accountability is critical, I think. So good for you. So there was a lot there to unpack just from, from more of a mental standpoint, you know, the mindset, and really to uncover, you know, where that person is or how they're programmed and so forth. Why don't we talk a little bit as well about, you know, the nutrition side? Do you have any online tools that you would recommend that you use? How do you keep track of people's results and how do you help them keep track of it?
So I love using Carb Manager. It's a free app. There is an option of paying, I think it might be like $40 a year. It's very inexpensive to track. And I actually did the keto diet for a little while, and that's how I learned about the app. But you don't have to be on a specific diet to use this to track your, you know, what you're eating during the day, your calories and your macros. And then you can set your specific protein amount, carb amount, fat amount, and your calories. You can adjust it. And then it's super simple to log food in. It even has a scanner that you can put the barcode of the food if it's not homemade. You can create recipes of how much of everything ingredients go into it. And it, you know, you can cut the servings. It's super, super easy to use.
So what's that called again? Did I hear that right? Heart Manager?
Carb Manager.
Carb Manager. Okay. Target Manager. Okay. Yeah. I've heard of MyFitnessPal, which is real popular. Carb Manager is what Anna's recommending. Okay. Awesome. And then obviously it's a tool that they can log the information themselves and they can see it. But then I would imagine you as their coach get access to that. You can see the numbers. You go through that with them, right?
Yes, I can do that. Obviously they can share that with me and their numbers and we can see the progress. And so I am not the coach that's going to watch you do, you know, I don't want you to show me what you're doing. I want you to tell me, hey, I did not follow through what the goal we set as. I trust you and you're the one that needs to take the actions. I will not babysit you. I will walk right next to you. And I want you to be honest. There is 5 different stages of change. And my ideal client is the person that is in that I'm ready to take action. The pre-contemplation I can work with, you know, yes, I'm ready, but I don't know if I want to do it. They need a little bit of convincing, but those successful clients are the ones that are ready to take action. If somebody comes and say, hey, you know, I wanted to lose 10 pounds and I need help. But then after 2 sessions, I'm kind of seeing that they're just not putting the work in. I don't think they're ready yet, you know, and we can work through getting them there, but people need to be ready to take action for the coaching to actually work. Just my opinion. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. They need to make up their mind that they're going to do it and be committed to it. Agreed.
Yes, 100%.
So we kind of danced around this topic already, but let's go a little deeper into it. What do you feel is the secret to lasting results?
Consistency and self-awareness that I mentioned a little bit before. And I mean, that self-awareness is a beast on its own, because when you're so busy just living, you know, on fight or flight mode during the day, you don't really take time to realize what's happening, right? You're not very self-aware a lot of times. And I think bringing that self-awareness, making you pause and think about, why did this go wrong? Like, what did I do? What happened? Or what could I have done? I think that's very important. And then I think accountability, consistency, obviously, is self-awareness, and then accountability, I think, is very important too. And not that, again, I mentioned it, not the harsh pressure filled like, but more of a compassionate accountability. Someone who reminds you of your why and when you forget, and reminds you of your why when you forget, and then helps you course correct without guilt.
Yep. I like that. I like that. I get that question a lot around the coaching that I do in the business world about how I hold people accountable. And I say, well, with my sense of humor and professionally, you know, I'm not going to browbeat anybody or knock them down. I'll do it in a positive way.
Yes.
And I think people respond to that. I mean, indirectly, that's what I heard you say. So that's awesome.
Yes, for sure.
So could you kind of point out maybe a success story or two? What story comes to mind when you say, okay, we'll explain, you know, someone that went through your program, you know, what would be the results that they had, and, you know, so people can understand.
Yeah. One of my favorite clients, she came to me feeling completely burned out. She was very successful on paper, great career, managing a household, but internally she felt exhausted, unmotivated, and very disconnected from herself. She told me she didn't even know what she wanted anymore. She was just in survival mode. And through our coaching, we didn't just talk about mindset. We rebuilt her day-to-day life. We looked at her routines, her stress triggers, how she was eating and moving, how she was talking to herself. And little by little, she started showing up differently. She started putting herself on the calendar, setting boundaries, saying no without guilt. And just a few months, and she told me that she feels like herself again. And that it, to me, is just everything. It's not just about losing the weight or being more productive. It's about remembering who you are underneath all that noise.
Yes. Yes. Wow. That's perfect. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, good news. Well, I wanted the listeners to kind of get a handle of, you know, what an example client looked like, and then what kind of time frame before people can see any kind of meaningful results. Did it take that person 3 months? You know, what does that look like?
It depends, again, on the client and how much, first of all, they put in work, and how do I word this? How much of a struggle they're experiencing, you know? Somebody might just have something that it can be fixed in a couple of months, and recommended for the whole program and coaching to work. It's like a, you know, your therapist works with you to heal your past. A coach works with you to fix the, like, make you present and then to push forward. So it's a relationship. You don't go to a therapist like, hey, I want to get out of here in like 3 sessions. Like, it's kind of like a relationship, ongoing relationship. But for you to see results that is going to make you feel better and that, you know, it's working, I would say even like 4 or 5 sessions.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, Anna, I'm a big fan and follower of yours. I've always admired you from a distance. I was really looking forward to interviewing you today, and an attribute back to that Midwest work ethic. You know, many Midwestern, you know, people that are doing well in business have multiple businesses, and you're a perfect example of that. I know you work in the mortgage lending business, so you're a professional that way, but I really like what you're doing on the coaching side. The Anna approach is amazing, and I think it's so important. I didn't realize you went into such depth into, you know, from a mindset standpoint. And I honestly, of everything we talked about, I think that's the most important piece to what you do. So anyway, thank you for doing what you do. I think that's
amazing. Oh, I appreciate the kind words. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, how can people get in touch with you if they want to do a consultation or learn more about your services? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, right now, email would be the best way. I am working on designing a website and getting my social media going on creating content and whatnot. But my email is theanaapproach@gmail.com, and Anna is just one N. So it's theanaapproach@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay. All right. We'll add that to the show notes as well. So you can reach out to Anna directly. Just send her an email. But Anna, hey, thanks so much for being on the program today. What a pleasure it was talking with you, and keep going, keep doing the good things out there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this interesting or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. We would love to hear from you, so reach out anytime on the website at smbcommunitypodcast.com.